Hey, let's just be
late. And right in together. All right, y'all get settled.
Sorry about that.
No, no problem. Glad to see you here. Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. Draft minutes are not ready at this time. Item number one is Tammy Cohen, 2901 4th Avenue South, the Lakeview Green District.
Good morning.
This is a revision to the multi-tenant master sign plan. Yes,
Ms. Right. Cohen. So this is the master plan that we created a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a tenant, Hot Works, come into the space that I wrote in red. So I think if we keep going, there's some blowout.
So are you amending the plan?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll show you, yes. So yeah, it kind of zooms in as you go. Here we go. So this space is Fifth Avenue. This space is the courtyard, the green space.
Okay.
They are not doing the retail sign on the canopy, but they are doing the blade sign. And I'll show you a picture of the blade sign. It's smaller than what we had in the master plan. We have 4 feet by 2 feet, and this one's just 16 inches by 28 inches. And we have a picture of it. Now, I know there's some talk about right of way and the blade signs. This is on the green space. This is not right of way.
But the blade signs conceptually were in the original master plan.
Mm-hmm. On every single retail space, there's a blade sign.
Right.
Both sides of the building. So that's Hot Works. You see the dimensions are smaller than what we had originally planned. It's going right where it should go. I don't know anything. And then on the Fifth Avenue side, instead of the 10 feet by 5 foot metal panel, Hot Works has a 10 foot by 2 foot sign that's lit, and we have lit signage in our master plan. So you'll see, there we go. That's what they want to put next to their door on Fifth Avenue. And so that just slightly modifies the master plan.
And staff, this is within the guidelines. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
I second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Yeah, well, one discussion. Yeah.
Okay. Just sorry.
Is there a reason to come back when everything falls within them?
Well, it's not. I was looking at the same thing. They had a metal sign there. So it's slightly different than what we approved.
So their master plan calls for a flat metal panel that's 10 by 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's got vinyl or signage attached. This is a standard
raceway.
So it's a different type of sign and a different attachment method.
Even though it's that type of sign was in the original package.
Well, it wasn't called.
It's a different type of sign.
Yeah. Okay.
So the original master plan had a sense of different but very unified signage, where this one now opens the door for
a
lot more variety of signage.
All right.
But in the same location.
But it's smaller.
We did have this type of sign on top of the canopies. And I'll also say that High Wire, we have a big variety of signs all around the corner
What color is the raceway painted?
It's dark brown. I'm hoping we're going to make them blend with that panel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good question, Craig. I mean, that's what I was thinking while we were looking at it.
And for some reason, I thought we had that
type of
sign.
It also took me a minute, too, to go through there and figure out that it wasn't in there.
Okay.
We did have that type of sign for High Wire.
But it was in the original. No, it wasn't.
We modified the master plan for High Wire.
So when it was modified for High Wire, that's the question, why did they have to come back if we modified the master plan?
It wasn't modified in those locations.
I know, but we changed the type of sign. We included that. We made that sign part of the master plan. So if I make a sign part of the master plan, then why am I coming back to present the same?
Because the master plan was very exacting, and these are slightly different than what we approved, so they have to come back. Because I was thinking the same thing when I looked at it.
Well, let me word it another way. It was an addendum. Think of it this way. When they came back the last time and added signs similar to this, it became an addendum to the original master plan.
But they didn't modify that in every
place. Oh, they didn't modify
the
wording.
They only modified it for the one they brought by.
All right. I'd recommend you modify the wording. You may want to make that.
Yeah.
It'd be better if your master plan had a little bit more flexibility.
Yeah. So.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
I'm sorry, who did what?
I second.
Doug moved. April seconded. Item number two, David Grant, 1800 Reverend Abraham Woods Jr. Boulevard, Alabama School of Fine Arts. David,
yes.
You're up.
Yes, thank you.
Another master signage plan.
I'm the master of master signage plans, yes.
Yeah, Miss Cohen might disagree.
The mistress of master signage plans. I'm the master. So, basically, if you recall,
5 minutes.
Everything was good. We had a little bit of heartburn on pages 5 and 6. If you would go to those,
let's call that discussion.
Essentially,
no, it's not heartburn.
Yeah,
discussion.
Well, I mean,
a lively discussion. 5 minutes. 4 minutes
now. If you go back on it, so if you recall, we had put these horizontal strips to the right of the primary branding on the east elevation here. That indicated courses of study, and it looked busy. It was a lot of information to be put in one area. And so what we've done, if you can flip to the next page, Jay, is we haven't changed anything to the branding on the left. What we've done is we've brought smaller images from what's on the back of the building down to the pedestrian level of the wall, where they're evenly spaced, they're non-illuminated, basically 4x8s. They're conveying the courses of study. I think it's a much more effective way to show this. It makes it less cluttered on that east elevation, and it makes more sense, frankly.
But add a little life to the streetscape.
That's right. It's a big blank wall that's screaming for something, essentially.
So this is the elevation that faces the parking deck across the street?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly right.
Thank you.
And so that's all we did is this is a plan B for that conveying of courses of study. We brought it from the top, that made it where they were horizontal strips, to the sidewalk.
And are those changeable?
Yeah. Yes, sir, they are.
Okay, good.
And you're not coming back to us when you change them out?
Not if you don't want me to.
No, well, I don't.
I mean, no, they're not. Listen, if there's any change, it's always going to be centric to the course of study. It's not going to be some, you know, drastic.
That's difference. What I want you to say.
Not a bunch of phone numbers.
That's right. No,
right.
Gosh, no.
Okay.
No, that's not what we're trying to do here.
Okay, 3 minutes.
Is that the only change?
Is that the only change?
That's the only change. Okay. Cheryl, that's right.
Do I hear a motion?
I move we accept this presented.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Can we make sure that we make the motion so that it's like the pictures and the labeling are centered around the courses of study, just so we're very clear?
Yes.
Because these
are Greg.
Okay.
Greg,
the final draft, I'll make that notation.
Yeah. So be it.
Okay.
And then I just want to say I appreciate the client coming back with a solution that I think makes an improvement to what was replaced.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, thank you all. Always a collaborative effort.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. David, I'm going to bring you up again for item number 11.
And I'm going to do even better.
1209 First Avenue South, Urban Supply District.
Yes, thank you. So
again, master signage plan.
Yes. Before we get into it, I had some last minute changes to the master plan so cast your mind back a couple months ago, we did what I call phase one of this master plan, where it was the actual old HESCO building and we had the pylon that indicates urban supply and then the tenant that's in that building. And what I said is that I'd come back to these remaining buildings within the development, again called urban supply. So we can go through this and it's very concise. The only thing is that there is a there's a mural component to all this. Not branding, but just art installments. Okay.
Question, are you ready for us to see this or not?
Not all of them. More were added at literally 5:30 last night. So what I would, just to be more comprehensive and not have to piecemeal this thing, I'd be happy to come back in 3 weeks and have it all put together. How about that?
Do I have hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to table.
I'll second.
It's like 95% done.
That's good, dude.
We're like 100%.
any discussion on this? All those in favor of tabling it signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thanks, David.
Thank
See
y'all.
You in 3 weeks. Going back to the regular item number three, Mr. Christian Herzog, 2910 6th Avenue South in the Lakeview District, building alterations, landscape, and new signage. Yes, sir. Tell us what you'd like to do.
So this is, the previous route location to the Boone's Fast on 6th Avenue South. The idea is to bring in a new restaurant concept, and the idea is to keep the existing building perimeter as is, with the exception of removing in the top right corner image the existing entry vestibule kind of appendage. And so the idea is to remove that whole mass and basically keep everything else as is, while updating some of the exterior finishes, including leaving all the stone on the left side surrounding the windows, but adding a lime slurry wash over the stone to kind of fill in a little bit more of the gaps to give it a lighter finish. But then keeping all of the existing corrugated metal paneling on the side there, you see in the bottom left image, giving that a warm kind of off-white painted color. And then the section that the existing entry vestibule sits against, the stone will be removed there, and then the same metal paneling will be added and turn the corner.
Do we have any images that show
what you're talking about? Yes, we can skip right to the...
because I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah, so...
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Okay, so... So the idea is to wrap the existing kitchen mass in English ivy. And so what that entails is removing the existing stone where the ivy is shown and placing wrapping that existing corrugated metal paneling around the corner to the edge of the striped roof there, and then placing an ivy trellis that's attached to the wall that I can throw up on and kind of cover.
But you're eliminating the entrance from this elevation.
Yes, sir. So that is the other big change. So we're actually removing and placing and relocating the new entry on the side here on the parking lot side because...
So there's no entrance on the street at all?
Correct. There is an egress door. If we want to go back a few slides to the floor plan. Perfect. And so, so on the street side, we've got an egress door, which is for simple egress only. And then the main entry is right in the middle of the parking lot there at the center, which will basically lead you into a complete landscape garden restaurant entry space, and then you enter the restaurant through those double doors and the north.
Can't enter from the street. So a pedestrian walking down the street would have to turn around and walk into the parking lot to get into?
Yes, sir.
So there's no access to those?
Same way we did the doctor's office.
Correct. You walk through, if you're coming down the sidewalk, you walk through the parking lot area.
Right,
you're
off.
And that's the main entrance.
Through the main gate there.
The main entrance to the parking lot?
No, that's the main entrance to the space.
Well, if you're coming out.
Into the garden.
Into the garden. Okay, garden. I mean, I'm still outside. When do I get, how do I get in the building?
So we can jump to the landscape.
No, from here. How do I get in the building?
You walk straight through the gate here and then circulate north, and then there's two doors.
Okay. Yeah, that's the main entrance.
Yeah, so it is the main entrance.
Yes.
Okay.
Main entrance is in the parking lot.
You can't get in at all from the street.
Correct.
Correct.
It's internal.
Yeah, the idea is to kind of really embellish and take advantage of this huge open outdoor garden space and lead people through this kind of sequence of landscape garden spaces, some of which are covered, you know, there's...
So you see no activity whatsoever in this building from the street?
Other than the existing window openings that are on the street that you'll see through.
At night, if it's dark outside and light inside.
Well, I mean, the other... Yeah. And then you're supposed to walk through the parking area. There's no dedicated sidewalk to the front door from the...
Yeah, you have to walk
from
in,
6th Avenue.
In the parking lot with no sidewalk.
Right.
Go back to the plan, please. Right there. Mm. So everybody coming here is driving.
Nobody's parking on the street.
There has been a valet option that's been requested that will most likely be put in place, which would take up that corner parking lot space right next to the entry there. That people
consider the population that's down in this area, it would seem to me that you would want some kind of secure access to the site without having to walk through your parking lot.
And knowing that parking lot, I mean, when that restaurant is full, that parking lot can't accommodate all the diners and tables. So people are parking on the street and walking to the site.
If we go back to the plan, if I do as you instructed me, I go through into the garden, into those double doors. That's not the one I'm looking at, that one.
Yeah.
Where do I encounter a hostess or a maitre d' or a...
Exactly. Yeah, so if you want to jump to the landscape.
You can come inside of this fence. Yeah.
Push through. It's awkward.
Sorry, we're just struggling to understand here.
Yeah, so if we jump to the landscape plan. Perfect. The idea is, you enter through this ivy flower-covered arbor here, and then right in this section should be, the hostess station would be right here.
Outdoors.
This area here is an outdoor covered tent canopy structure.
Great.
You've got an outdoor bar here, a fountain here in the center, and so this whole rectangle is covered, but open to the exterior on the sides. And the hostess station would be right under here. So it's basically right on access with the entry that you would see walking through, meeting the hostess, and then being brought into the restaurant.
So where are they going in weather like last week?
There's this whole area is covered, so you could be able to, you know, if you're waiting on take or whatnot, or waiting for a reservation.
I'm just talking about freezing temperature, not
heat.
I guess you have a bunch of heat lamps out there or something.
Those are intended to be incorporated into this camping structure and even the harbor if necessary.
Is there a reason why you put all the landscaping where the sidewalk used to be?
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
Could you have just left that sidewalk? It would at least allow pedestrians to access
side?
The building without have the transverse across the parking lot.
Along here?
Yes.
This is all existing. I mean, this is new landscaping, but the existing condition is...
There was never a sidewalk.
That was never a sidewalk.
There's room to do a sidewalk. Though.
Yeah. Go back. I thought I saw something that looked like a sidewalk.
I saw a sidewalk.
On the site plan, it looks like it's a...
Yes, it's kind of hard to see, but this is all currently landscaping.
It is, but it's not glorious.
The existing is.
Well, the sign is a mechanical sign right there.
Yeah, but they covered it up. They covered it in the mechanical of the planting, which is probably a good idea.
In the original, in the existing condition, there's a front door on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you parked in the parking lot,
come around.
You would come around and come off the 6th
Avenue. And kind of going back to the entry sequence, kind of our thought was, you know, circulating through, I mean, I understand the safety factor, but the kind of beautiful moment it's not just a parking lot because there's this existing incredible, beautiful oak tree here in the center that kind of grounds and anchors kind of this kind of beautiful entry sequence that the entry into the restaurant kind of holds on to and leads into.
Is the parking lot as it's currently laid out and striped at minimum distances?
It looks deeper.
That's what I'm asking. Could the parking lot be reduced in width east-west and restriped to then put in a sidewalk along the edge of the building? That would incorporate that circle, so you'd come in tangentially to the top of the circle. I just don't know the width. It just looks bigger than it would have to be with a sort of, you know, is it wider than the sort of 60-foot?
These items look 20 feet, and that's 20 feet. I mean, that looks like about almost 27, 28 feet.
Well, it could be a one-way through to the alley.
That's true. So you could narrow
it. Diagonal, yeah. And then you could narrow the lot that way. You'd only gain 4 feet.
That's all you need for a second. Mm-hmm.
But at least
well,
that 4 feet.
Well, handicap accessible, you need 5.
Well, compact cars. Compact cars in the first half of the parking lot.
So we're not meeting parking requirements.
Regardless. Right.
So I guess what we're asking is, could there be a study of the parking because the owner is going to have a strategy for excess parking, and some of that will probably be on the street. You hope that your neighbors that we heard from at the top of the order down at Birmingham Green are just going to walk, and there's a lot of other housing close by to study something that is more pedestrian friendly and frankly more urban.
I don't have a fault with the experience that you're trying to create by bringing the individual through the garden to set up the theme of the space. The problem is the condition at which you place on the pedestrians in the street.
Yeah, there's no access.
We're forcing you into a parking lot with car. We're creating and warranting a potential conflict.
It's in safety issue, frankly.
Yeah.
And most of the business, well, there will be a lot of night business, I'm assuming. And my memory of that parking lot is it's not extremely well lit.
It's dark.
And so I think this, the owner's ability to create an experience for people that feel safe and welcoming because there's a sidewalk would be in his best interest, his or her best interest anyway.
I think we ought to probably go to a work session and see some options on the site plan, unless y'all feel different.
And they didn't need another option anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think we're happy with this.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a
do you want us to vote on this today, or do you want to pass it?
What is that circle? You just draw a line straight across.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, exactly.
Either this could be...
No, you just draw a line straight across here. And then you make all of this parallel, you make all this horizontal.
Yes.
But
that's
but
an option.
Angle.
Yeah. Well, that gap, accessibility. And then you've created your. You don't have enough parking to start with, but at least you'll get your ADA accessible a parking here, and then you have ADA access off of it.
We can't design this.
I know I'm not.
Yeah. we do have to give them some feedback. So when you
feedback.
Feedback, that's all.
I don't disagree with you, but.
And Cheryl mentioned the 6th Avenue facade.
Your fee is coming.
It would be nice if there's some more activity on that.
Yeah,
that
seems like fairly easy.
I'm going to make a motion to table this case for the applicant to come back with their version of the site plan.
Second.
Do we need to do a work session versus a just
we're in discussion now?
I think that's for them and the staff.
Yeah. If you would like to have a work session so that you're confident when you come back that there's something that it's going to be well received. This group has got a good track record of sitting. If you feel like you've got clear direction right now and can go and revise and come back, then happy for that too.
But no Friday afternoon meeting.
Table motion needs a little more content.
I need. We need to table the motion until the applicant comes back with a site plan that addresses the comments they've heard today.
And if that includes a work session, that's up to the applicant to contact staff and say, I need...
Is this kind of the biggest, do you all see any other issues?
Well, the notion of contributing to the sense of activity along 6th Avenue, so how you think about landscaping and the windows and being able to see in, I mean, in general, we would want a sense that the building is coming to the sidewalk and animating the street. And right now we have a sort of suburban landscape solution here. So anything that is part of your package that helps us believe that we're animating the street and make, again, light and pedestrians feeling safe walking there, signage that would help people understand they can't come into the egress door. I mean, it's all, for us, that ability to begin to build this neighborhood in a way that is walkable and urban as opposed to suburban and car-oriented, right? Because it is actively infilling and becoming more of a neighborhood, not just residual industrial and retail, light industrial and retail. So this building could contribute a lot to that transition.
Any further comments? Any further discussion? All those in favor of tabling the application, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Super cool.
Item number, let's see, four. Ms. Nakisha DeLui and Mr. James Parsons. Brassville Gorey, 3117 7th Avenue South. Demolition and site improvements. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Great.
You want to tear down the old church?
We do. That's correct. Yeah.
What you going to put back?
What's proposed to put back today is an improved gravel parking laid in there. So what's in for permitting currently, the rest of it was expanding their headquarters in the new tower on the corner of 7th and 30th. And this is going to be an area to lay down in the near term. Long term, it is a future expansion area for the campus at that time.
Y'all are just growing like
Yay. We reviewed the 2010 Lakeview Master Plan that was developed by the Hall University of Urban Design Studio. It's consistent with what is future to be proposed here.
Two people had their fingers on that.
Right.
We've also had conversations with the neighborhood president. They're in favor of what we're proposing here and sent an email.
Is the church being used at all?
It's not. Okay. It's been added to a few times. It's been evaluated for use. There's really no reason.
And it's not a contributing structure at all, Carla.
It is a contributing structure.
It is.
It's in a non-local historic district. Southside isn't locally regulated.
Okay.
And of course, this won't affect the listing of the historic district by losing one structure.
It's lost all its context. Sadly.
I think it's been added on to since
the district
was found.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any images that show the church? It's to the east of your existing building, right?
Correct.
Do we have any images that show the larger...
That's long.
Yeah.
Are we going to fence this lot?
It'll be fenced.
Okay. Black.
chain link. That was the historic one.
With a screen. With a screen.
That was the one where there was.
What kind of screening?
Just a mesh construction.
So after the laydown yard is completed, what's the finished condition?
Gravel.
You're right. There's no context. Will the fence remain after construction is completed?
Yes.
That would be the intent. A lot secure.
Okay.
The building to the west, the Taylor building is used for shipping and receiving during construction of the tower. And this is storage area for the overall complex. And so the existing gravel lot there is being used today. And so by removal of the church, it would just expand that ability, which would keep staging materials, equipment off the street during construction. And then long term, after we fully occupy the wing to approve in the last month, the hope is to build another facility here in the next growth and expansion consistent with the master plan development.
So, lay down yard for the expansion that's in progress.
Yeah.
So, eventually, when that construction is complete, you'll evaluate
another addition.
Well, or where you're doing the expansion now was a kind of demonstration site for some of building prefabs and some things like that. So, is that the kind of use that might happen once?
Could be. Well, I think what I'm worried about is a storage lot that you don't have materials just sitting out there behind just a simple chain link fence that invite trouble in the evening. And then you may come back and say, well, we want to screen that fence or put a black mesh. Just know that you need to come back for those kind of requests.
Yeah. Interim period is to right past the structure to the west, which is just down a lot, and all that is coming back to the plan to be approved by the site.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 5 has been deleted. Item number 6, Mr. Hunter Sparks with Father Nature Landscapes, 4460 Claremont Avenue South. This is in the Forest Park Local Historic District. They're relocating the pathway that runs from the bottom of the drive to the top, including the handrail and materials. Is there a report on this?
It was approved as submitted, and this is a contributing structure in the district.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Daniel McCurry, by the way.
Daniel, tell us what you'd like to do.
So right now the client wants to be able to access the sidewalk, and he's aging and trying to prepare the front of his property. You saw the steps that they look right now. I'm going to keep this picture here for a second. They head to the driveway, which is really steep. My plan is to keep that the lantern where it is, but open that square up so that the pathway exits square on the level sidewalk right there. We're going to use the existing moss rock stone to be able to create the landing area where the monolithic brown step treads that will replace the antique brown step treads with will exit. So we're pulling up the antique hand chiseled step treads and putting in new brown snap step treads.
So point out the lamp you were talking about in that site plan.
Exactly, it doesn't look like it's listed, but it's where it's located. This lamp here, so it'll end just on the inside of that.
So where is it?
In the side plant. The plant here on the left, where is it?
Oh, in this planting.
Okay. Just helps me orient a little.
So you're widening that landing before you transition down.
Correct, so where this L is back here where it goes, we'll play off of that corner, go in, and then come straight to the sidewalk.
Okay. Got it.
And then the handrail is just going to be a blacksmith, an inch and a quarter dowel handrail that walks up, just like this.
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ben. Cheryl, good seal.
Thank you.
Item number 567, Ms. Sandra Hall, 1061 Lakeview Crescent. This is in the Highland Park Local Historic, requesting approval for window, doors, porch, gutters, and siding replacement. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a report from the neighborhood, but I'm not sure it says approved with conditions.
The conditions are all over. They were too many.
Yeah, you have to go.
They were too many. They're just examples.
And this is what we're talking about?
Yes. Okay. So they wanted Miss Hall to go back with a more luxury hardy plank that would mimic the height and depth of her hardy. And so the committee was overall pleased with this presentation from Miss Hall.
The only issue is that when I checked back with the supplier for the hardy plank, they no longer make the artisan plank. That's been discontinued. So the option is to, I guess, I have a sample of what does exist that I had originally been looking at, but the artisan plank is no longer produced by the hardy board company. So
does the applicant need to go back to the neighborhood with that information before we hear it?
She can.
I'd hate for her to have to do that, though.
For that,
do you have a sample?
Okay.
They were artisan. Miss Hall has reached out, and they no longer make the artisan part.
Brian?
Sorry.
That's a sample of what she proposed.
I did get in touch with the people who were going to be doing the siding that have pledged in the siding. The main problem that the committee had was that the plank that is on the house now is wood and rotting. So we're going to go with that. But they said that the shadow line, that the, you know, the shallowness of the product would change it. There is a house in the neighborhood that has that particular plank on it, and
would it be lap siding like this?
It was going to be lap, but it was not going to be as thick as what they were requiring. That's the only difference.
So you'd have a third again as many horizontal lines.
Right.
And what's the neighborhood going to do that we're not going to do? I mean.
Yeah.
It's not available, it's not available.
I don't know of any other options unless y'all agree, like Cheryl, do you know of any other options for replacement that would be similar to the artisan?
No, I think the only other option would be to go back with wood. And what we know is that this product is much more sustainable for your upkeep and maintenance of the house. So
you don't have to keep the condition that the committee set forth. Approve it and overturn that condition.
Two-thirds.
Yeah, two-thirds. Yeah, two-thirds majority.
I don't.
So how different is that from the artisan?
It's going to be like
is the artisan,
a third more horizontal line. It's
like the profiles.
It's going to get busier.
How tall is the artisan?
The artisan is busier or this one is busier?
I know it's about 8 inches.
Artisans, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It could have been.
And her sample is 6.
Yeah.
So when I said a third again, as many lines, that's a ballpark, yes, but yeah.
I do have photos of a house that's in the neighborhood that has this particular.
I think for me, what you'll need to do is work carefully with your builder, because there's going to be some situations where the larger plank would have naturally come where it should with sills and the relationships to the window. So you don't want to just start at the top or start at the bottom and work your way up, because you may end up with a funny condition at the windowsill. You see what I'm saying?
End up with that much plank.
Yeah, so if your builder is willing, you know, we'll work with you and think through where those sill conditions in particular happen, so that you'd rather have an odd width board at the bottom than an odd notch at the sill. So in particular with those upper windows at the front of the house and on the sides where you can see it from the sidewalk, work to make that condition match. Yeah.
There's a van running around it.
I see it right under the window.
House the. That's your.
Your biggest condition that needs to be consistent. In these photographs, it looks like there is a pretty strong band that matches the windowsill. So maintaining that condition would be an important part of approval.
Okay.
Yeah, and the planks.
And
the lines are matching. If you look at your house there, the horizontals are hitting the top of the window and the bottom of the sill, no matter where the window is located. So that's the issue that Cheryl is referring to that needs to be.
Okay.
And then and your builder will know this, but being careful that, like, where we're seeing the corner, that what comes from both sides
matches
right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll know if it doesn't get it right, but thinking through it to begin with so you don't have to
redo it.
Yeah.
And you're okay with all the other conditions?
The rest of the conditions I've already addressed with the window people. They were talking about the mountains and mountains and all that. That's already been, addressed with the people who are going to install the windows. So,
is there a band going around the building between
the
second and third? Okay.
Yeah, that's important to maintain that aesthetic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Move we approve. With.
We're overturning the neighborhood's recommendation.
Hold on a minute. Who motioned?
We did.
She's making a motion.
She's making a motion.
I thought we were making sure we get the
approval. Like every step ahead.
Okay, I'm going to, as a newer member, I'm going to defer and let someone else make the
motion.
You're doing great.
There on that page right there. The gutters. Right now, the gutters are within the soffits.
It was like that when I drove through.
And the first thing that the committee came out and said was that always fails. So I would like to be able to bring the gutters onto the outside of the soffit so we no longer have that issue, even though we're going to go with hardy board siding.
So this isn't an
internal gutter.
Was not reviewed by the local committee.
No, that was something that I mentioned while we were looking, where there's a lot of rock in the soffit, and that was a suggestion. So can we just...
Well, it says the committee would be acceptable to disabling the original gutter system and allowing water to continue off the roof into a period-appropriate gutter, such as a half-round.
Which is hard to get. I mean, do we have to have the half-round gutters?
Well, when you say hard to get, I mean,
look, every other house in the neighborhood just about has just the regular-looking gutters that we see everywhere. So do I have to have the half-round gutters? Or do we need to address that later?
Well, this is a historic.
All the houses.
You said all the houses in the area have box gutters?
That's what I've seen. Next door, across the street, up the street, down the street, box gutters, even on the ones that have been redone.
Gutters would be something that doesn't usually come under permitting, so people probably just put up gutters without bringing them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like two wrongs don't make a right.
I slapped mine up without any permit.
So,
what?
Okay.
Nothing.
Nothing. I didn't hear that comment.
You didn't do that.
Right. Too late now. It's
right.
I can't tell you what to do on your gutter. I don't think
we need to address the gutter issue right now. Let's get her moving along.
Sure, why don't you make the motion?
Yes.
Eloquently.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
We'll make a motion for approval with the change in the condition of the hardy plank being allowed as the sample that was submitted.
Mm-hmm.
With needing a two-thirds majority vote.
And
wait, is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay,
she
now discussion.
Yeah, discussion.
I think we need to have on record that the neighborhood approved a material that is no longer available.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's
I think that's very
yeah.
important.
Yes.
So the override is because of an extenuating circumstance of availability.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it, the neighborhood is overturned by unanimous vote. Thank you.
The neighborhood condition is overturned.
Yeah,
the one condition of the neighborhood.
Item number 8, Ms. Kim DeGroot, 7630, First Avenue North, Little Caesars.
How you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Tell us what you'd like to do.
How you doing? But Little Caesars is looking to upgrade their signage on the northeast and southeast of the building. Removing existing and removing that logo. They're going back with like the same set of channel letters, but they're not going to have the logo anymore. It's the same thing on the southeast as it is on the northeast elevations, along with their pole signs.
Okay, the image to the right is what you're going to go to.
Yes. That's the
nope.
No, the other way.
Left.
Oh, left.
The
left.
Okay.
Right is existing.
So is that is
right
that?
Right is existing. Left is what they're going to go to.
Right.
Okay.
So do you have an image of the pole sign?
Yes, it should be in there. Keep on right there.
A baby pole sign.
Just
a baby pole sign.
It's just getting
facelift
replacement and new LEDs inside.
So the raceway is painted to match the building, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Which is natural.
Yeah,
linen.
You got it in here, natural linen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
Second.
There goes the second. Did we approve as submitted? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
You have a good day,
guys. Y'all too. Mr. Mark Finley, 4026 Fifth Avenue South.
Oh, Sandra Hall, who did we have?
Avondale.
Say, did what?
Good morning. Motion, and I'll second it.
Avondale Park Local Historic District, replacing the soffit and fascia, repairing porch spindles, and retaining wall. Good morning.
Good morning.
I drive by this every day.
Me too.
My name is Mark Finley. I'm the owner of this property. And what we're doing here, we're at the last phase of the property. We'd like to replace the fascia of soffit. The Avondale committee suggested that I find a picture that would mimic or the original picture in the 1930s. So I found that picture and would like to do the exact same thing. They wanted the house to look exactly the same way.
Do you have a picture of that?
Yes.
The one with the low resolution
is what?
Yeah.
Pixelated.
Oh, okay.
That's existing. It's dark photo. 20
is up there. That,
this is from a Board of Equalization record.
Right.
Photo.
Yeah, we're familiar with those. And you're just replacing the wood and...
Correct.
And you've got the colors up there that we submitted, and the neighborhood has approved it?
Yes.
Approved as submitted.
Do I hear a motion?
Will we accept this presented?
A second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Sonia Freebus, renewal by Anderson of Alabama. 1401 16th Avenue South. It's in the Phelan Park Local Historic District, requesting approval for a window replacement. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what you'd like to do.
So we're going to be replacing 7 windows here.
Did the neighborhood approve
it?
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
In this picture here, so we'll be replacing double hungs, 4 double hungs. We'll keep the grid pattern in the upper sash only, and we'll keep the same grid pattern that they currently have there now. We're going with our red rock exterior color that is a very close match to what they have and ties in with the rest of the house.
So these will be double pane windows?
Yeah.
Okay, insulated?
Yeah.
Wood? Or just
so your
material?
Own.
Wood pattern on them.
It's going to be wood?
The material is Vibrex. It's a wood vinyl. It looks, feels like wood. It's paintable like wood, but it's not wood. Doesn't
split. And this is acceptable in the regulations and all that good stuff.
So you're replacing all the windows, or just the three by the chairs?
We're doing a total of seven. So any ones that have the numbers there, so we have 101, 102, 3.
Does that equate to every window in the house?
Believe it.
No, it doesn't. Okay. There's more than seven.
Yeah, I would think there's more windows than seven.
So just the one from the seat from the street? Go back to that photo. Any of those being replaced? Any of those windows being replaced?
No.
Okay.
So it's a corner lot. So.
Any of those being replaced?
Just the one on the porch.
Can you point to the one that's being replaced?
He said they're on the porch.
What?
So we have bedrooms, bathroom windows.
None of the windows are visible from the public?
Sorry, I'm hard of
hearing. It's on the side of the hall. This is their little bathroom.
So we can't see it.
Yeah. It's none of the ones.
It's none of the ones that we can see from the street.
I move that we approve.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Aye, have it. Is that it?
Thank you.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, can you stop by saying aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned. I'm turning that off.
Well, how's the lighting in here?
Well, that's what I